Good morning, Brian Lawler. How are you? And welcome to Near FM.
Good morning, Mara. Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. It's an absolute honour here. Now, I just want to tell our listeners, you're a young gentleman who volunteers with a number of groups, particularly the Scout Ireland and the Spinal Injuries Ireland. Can you tell us how you got involved in that and what it's like to help young people gain their confidence and live a better life, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was recovering from a spinal injury that I received in 2012 when an old friend of mine who worked out of the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary, he asked if I'd come along to one of their peer support meetings held in the hospital to speak to some of the patients about sharing my experiences living with a spinal cord injury. And it was a very informal affair. We all talked and had a bit of a laugh. We went around the table sharing our stories and stuff like that. And in the end, I came away from this beaming. I'd felt that I'd helped these people with their next steps of their recovery, while they'd given me a sense of fulfillment in helping them as well. I asked my friend, could I keep coming down to future meetings to give him a hand? And I never looked back. And that was the start of my volunteering.
Now, I have to say, you sound very, very young, Brian. Are you currently volunteering?
Yeah, I'm currently volunteering with my local scout troop, mining young kids and teaching them life skills and stuff like that, which I find very rewarding. And I'm also a volunteer peer support volunteer for Spinal Injuries Ireland still.
Oh my goodness. So that takes a bit of time out of your week, does it?
A little bit, yeah. Maybe two or three evenings out of the week, but it breaks up the week, gives me something to do, something to look forward to, and keeps your mind ticking over, and yeah, it's great. I love it.
And what age are the scouts? What average age are they?
Well, I would mind the very youngest, so I would mind between 6 to 9 years of age.
Oh, they're great at that age.
yeah, they're crazy, and it's brilliant. So yeah, the kids can be a handful, but it's really, really rewarding teaching them these life skills. We would teach them first aid, we would teach them respect for the outdoors, for wildlife, and respect other people as well, and like teaching them tools of maybe respecting the rules of the road and stuff like this.
Oh.
And the kids love us.
Wow. I mean, I often see the Sea Scouts. I go down and over the wooden bridge down in Dollymount. But I think any form, any of the Scouts are fantastic. And do you, the life skills, when you say that, does that involve a little bit of maybe cooking as well? Or
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The youngest kids... We would generally cook over fires or makeshift gas ovens, so we wouldn't let the youngest kids interact with it too much, but we'd be beside them, showing them maybe what to do, and we would cook. At that age, we would kind of be just doing s'mores, so marshmallows and chocolate biscuits and stuff like that, chocolate bananas and stuff like this. Yeah, the kids come after us. They love it.
And they come from all walks of life, I assume. So they're really...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's all apart from learning. They're learning to share and they're actually physically learning and so forth. And were you in the Scouts yourself?
Yeah, from a young age, yeah. I came up through it, and the way I feel about it is... I had so much fun when I was young doing all these things, like not just learning skills, but playing games, making friends. And I just thought if I could give a little bit back, that would mean the world to me, you know?
And the Scouts, have they a head office? Is there a place in the city that people can get in touch with if their children want to join a local Scouts group?
Yeah, so what you can do is you can go into Scouting Ireland, their website. They'll have a number there as well as how to put you in touch with your local scout group. I would say have a look around in your local area. There might be notices for local scout groups looking for volunteers, as well as advertising to kids who want to make friends and learn a few things.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to be a volunteer?
Well, volunteering can range from feeding the homeless to giving a dig out at the local football club. I would say have a think about what kind of volunteering suits you and the time you have available. Have a look at the website volunteer.ie. They have a great list of volunteering opportunities for everyone, and the range is huge for any age group, really. Have a look around your local area, maybe at your local GAA or the sports clubs and community centres. There's always flyers and leaflets, looking for just an extra pair of hands. There's always something to do, you know, whether it's cleaning up beaches or giving blood. It can be similar to going out and finding a new hobby, I feel, volunteering, for me anyway. So all I would say is don't be afraid to go out and giving it a chance.
Which is absolutely true. And did the numbers of volunteers, do they drop during COVID?
A little bit, yeah. Obviously for health reasons, in Spinal Injuries Ireland, working out of a hospital, anyone who was not essential to the healthcare at the hospital was asked politely to take a step back. So yeah. Volunteers like myself had to take a step back. We did our best to keep volunteering over the phone and via Zoom and stuff like that. And we've held a number of webinars, Spinal Injuries Ireland, throughout COVID, just to keep in touch with our service user base. So it has, we've kind of plodded through the mud, we've kind of kept things going, and we're here at the other end of it, ready to start again face to face, and the same with the scout troop as well.
Which is absolutely great, Brian. And I have to say, Zoom just came along on time to keep many classes going and many activities going. It's not the same as being sitting beside somebody and chatting to them, but it did kind of help a lot of people. And I have visions of you actually now with the bananas and the chocolate and so forth. And do the scouts, are they taking up the mountains, or does most of the activity happen locally?
So yeah, scouts would have maybe a local den, which is like a community hall where they would work out of. You'd have your weekly meetings down there, and the kids would maybe have a play around there while we teach them skills there in the evenings. And then we would organise maybe hikes or hill walking trips on the weekends. There are a few open and welcome trails, the Dublin and Wicklow Mountains. We do have a headquarters for Scouting Ireland on Larch Hill, and I don't know if you know where the Mary Plowboy pub is, but it's just beyond that.
All right.
And it's a huge centre for scouts. There's huge green fields that we use for camping, pitching tents. There's areas for cooking and putting out fires.
Oh wow.
There's great forested trails. It's amazing.
If you were ever
interested in getting into scouts, you'd be able to see all these things.
Because I think it's sharing, learning to cope, and realizing that teaching children that they're not exactly the centre of, not everything is about them. If they can work together as a group and make friends, it's for life. I assume if you were in the when you were in the Scouts that you still have friends from that time when you joined. What age were you when you joined?
I must have been 10, I think, at the time. Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you, it's a great age. As I always say, it's just before you start going into the teenage years, and I shouldn't be saying that, but you've got 8 and 10 year olds, and that's the kind of age you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it takes the kids out of their comfort zone, and it teaches them how to solve problems hands-on. Teaches them confidence, it teaches them teamworking skills, and it just gets them out into the open air as well, which they find great.
Oh, it's layers upon layers. That's what I'm getting, Brian. It's layers upon layers. And how many children would be in a group that you would be taking care of?
Well, it can range. The youngest kids, our section is called the Beaver Scouts. So we would have around, at most now, 25 in that section. In our whole scout troop as a whole, we'd have over 100.
Oh wow.
And there's a load of scout troops across Dublin and across Ireland as a whole as well.
I have had, now before lockdown, I've had the girl guides Actually, a couple of times they've come in into the big studio here and to chat. I think they got badges from Aer Lingus. There was some organ group thing going on there, but I'm just wondering in the future, is there a huge or international organization attached to the Scouts?
Well, there's Scouting Ireland as a whole, and they would take care of all of the Irish Scouts, and kind of oversee them all and make sure that each group has enough leaders, is taking part in its own training up our volunteers, making sure that they take child protection courses and first aid courses so we can look after everyone. And then there's the World Scout Organization, which is based out in Europe as well, and they would be a more international section overseeing international camps called Jamborees, and they would kind of oversee everything like that. There's the American Boy Scouts Association over in America, and so yeah, it's worldwide, we're everywhere, you know.
And do you get visitors here? I mean, do some of the children come to Ireland? There's opportunities now and again to kind of, even going over the border maybe, just to visit other parts of the country.
Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely. We would have good relations with a few Polish scout troops, just ourselves, our own group, so we would invite them over, and their older scouts might come over just to see a bit of Dublin. We would put them up in our den so they have somewhere to stay. That would be people coming to us. We would also do trips to Northern Ireland. I myself have done one or two driving trips. We brought scouts up to see one or two ice hockey games up there, running them around Belfast and stuff like that. So yeah, the range of activities we can do is almost endless.
Oh, that's amazing. That's absolutely fantastic. Brian, I'm going to say thank you so much. Our time is nearly up, but I just want to say thank you very much for coming on this morning, because I've learned a tremendous amount about the Scouts this morning, and I would encourage anyone to that has that would like to volunteer to think about the Scouts and the other our organisation, the Spinal Injuries Ireland, and I think it's just amazing. Brian, Laura, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and hopefully we can chat with you again very shortly and let us know what's happening with the Scouts, particularly, if that's all right.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. Absolute pleasure. Bye, Brian. Take care.